was 8 years old then, you see. Mm-hmm. And he was my charge, and that was my first sorrow when we lost that little boy.
Boy, I'll bet.
Yes.
They had other diseases then, too, that were bad, didn't they?
Well, we never were. Mama nursed her babies. She never had any dysentery or anything in our family. We never were bothered.
Were there any epidemics around here? That disease where there's a membrane in the throat, for example?
Yes, my oldest daughter had that and almost choked to death.
Huh.
It left her with leakage of the heart afterwards. Diphtheriatic croup, they call it, membranous croup.
Uh-huh.
She would have choked to death if the doctor had not got here. That was when they first began to use this antitoxin.
Oh.
And that was in 1909. And he had him an old Buick, the only one that was in Norma. And he came out here and gave her a shot of this antitoxin. And that he said in 30 minutes she would have been dead if he hadn't.
Boy, wasn't it wonderful that he had a car and he had the antitoxin?
Uh-huh. Yes, he said this is new,
mm-hmm.
antitoxin. You see, now they vaccinate for those things. Of course, my family had smallpox in 1915. We were all vaccinated.
Oh.
But my father and mother and sisters had smallpox.
Hmm. After they were vaccinated?
No, they hadn't been vaccinated.
Oh.
But the rest of us were vaccinated mm-hmm. after that. That was in 1915.
Well, that was a pretty progressive thing to do then, I guess. It was.
They had not been vaccinated.
Hmm.
And their daughter was visiting over here to the neighbors and came home and they had smallpox. They had something, they didn't know what it was. Oh, we had measles and scarlet fever and things like that at home, but we never had any severe sickness.
Did people around here ever have that disease that turned them yellow?
Yellow? No. We didn't. I don't think, I didn't ever hear very much sickness in those mm-hmm. days. One lady had where they break out so red. She had it.
I don't know that one.
Old Dr. Abels. Old Dr. Capshaw and Lowther and Abels, those old doctors. My husband and I were born without a doctor.
Hmm.
And we were healthy.
Who delivered you?
An old lady Mayab, but was Mama's neighbor. My father went after the doctor the coldest night, the 16th of January in 1890.
Oh.
The coldest night, Mama said that the horse couldn't stand up on the ice hardly. My father went out there, and there's Dr. Moore was the doctor at that time in Norma. And he was over in McLean County delivering a baby over there. So he waited till he got back. When he got out there at our house, why, old lady Mayab, I was at barn, and she had dressed me, and my mother said she had rubbed me all over with salt and butter, and said I was just as red as a new barn mouse. But I was all right. And the doctor just got off his horse and came in, and my father gave him a drink of whiskey and paid him $10, and he went back. And that was when I was born. And my father didn't. They went over after a lady, but he was born, and my husband was, what they call those ladies that delivered the baby? Well, anyhow, they didn't have doctors that's in Nebraska.
Was that a midwife?
Yes, midwife. But Henry's father had gone over. He took all the children away
mm-hmm.
and gone over after the midwife, you know. And when they got back,